I'm George Walker. This past weekend, the IU Opera opened their production of Mozart's The Magic Flute with performances on Friday and Saturday. This weekend, there'll be performances on Friday and Saturday, the 24th and 25th. Our guests are the Magic Flute's villains, Monostatos, played on alternate nights by Jason Edelstein and Lucas Newman Johnson. Tenor Jason Edelstein is from Paramus, New Jersey, studies with Timothy Noble. Baritone Lucas Newman Johnson, a Central Illinois native, works with Russell Thomas. At this time in Vienna, Mozart made Monostatos' music sound a bit Turkish, a bit of the outsider. Jason, do you feel a bit of an outsider?
The role definitely, in the staging and the music itself, the character is definitely an outsider. Just by our costuming, how we're presented on stage, our expressions, our movement, we've been directed to walk and move in such a way that no other character does. We definitely are on the outside. We're part of Zoroastro's domain. But even in the domain, we feel like sort of an outsider. We have a point of power, but we're also still subject to some of his cruelty. It definitely makes us kind of the villain, hopefully pulls on possibly some heartstrings. We'll see.
Lucas?
Well, personally, I feel very welcomed by the cast. This is my first show at Jacobs. I've made a lot of friends, and I feel like the community has accepted me with open arms. But in terms of the on-stage presentation, yeah, I agree with everything that Jason said. The goal is the character sort of sticks out like a sore thumb. Yeah, he's grungy and creepy and dirty. I find very fun, very entertaining to play. It's a lot of sort of over-the-top acting, which is exciting. It's nice to be the comic relief at times. The characterization is something that we've been sort of careful with. As you mentioned earlier, the music that he sings is what would have sounded to Viennese ears as Turkish. The character himself is, in the libretto, a sort of racial caricature. So I think that the staging we've done has taken it in a less racist direction, which is very necessary for putting the show on. I don't know, cast his outsiderness in a healthier way.
The two of you basically team up with the Queen of the Night and become her allies. Jason's take on that.
It's a very interesting idea. You know, we're part of Zoroastro's domain. The kind of way we're making this character is he's someone that has power, but is also always, you know, being punished. So when we see Pamina, you know, seeing a woman in this domain, it's the character's want and desire to be with her. We really want, you know, get a look at this beautiful, you know, young maiden that's, you know, Zoroastro has, in no better words, abducted. You know, we take pride in our work in way that would seem comical. You know, our reward for capturing Tamino and bringing him back in is 77 lashes on our feet from Zoroastro. Wow, what did we do to deserve this? And Zoroastro's like, you know, no, you don't need to thank. In the second act, we come out, we are saying that, okay, we'll help you get your power back, but only if you promise your daughter to marry us. She's like, yes, definitely. Our character looks away. And she's like, you know, has her fingers crossed behind her back. Yeah, like, I'm really going to give my daughter up to this guy for doing this. We're in it for it.
Lucas.
I think for people who come see the show, understand the plot too much, it kind of doesn't make sense. Like, as Jason's saying, there's no, you don't get any explanation for why this changing of sides has happened. I think for the libretto is, for me, I feel like it sort of makes sense. The Queen of the Night and Monostatos are sort of on the same plane in terms of they're both, their goals in this show, very single-minded. They have something they want. That's their whole motivation. The Queen of the Night, her whole shtick is she's here for revenge. So the fact that they team up in the end makes a lot of sense to me. You know, they're both desperate people with one thing on their mind, and here they are doing whatever they can to get it.
This past weekend, the IU Opera opened their production of Mozart's The Magic Flute. This weekend, there'll be performances on Friday and Saturday, the 24th and 25th. Our guests are the Magic Flute's villains, Monostatos, played on alternate nights by Jason Edelstein and Lucas Newman Johnson. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.